Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Things are cooking as usual here on the DJV program. Doug is in Doug Stephan, Jay is in Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner. V is in Victoria Keelan here for an overview of what's around the corner, what's up the street, what's around the world, things that are happening. Most important thing in my world right now, the pictures of the two calves that I just posted. You can actually see them, I think, on all three of the Facebook pages that I'm on. At Doug, what is it, /Doug Stephan/Eastley Farm/DJV Show, picture of two calves who are sunning themselves in the corral, sort of in the barnyard at the farm. And those who are unwashed, those are Jersey calves. You see, one of them is lying down, the other one's got her head on top of them. They're very protective of each other. And these calves are about 2 months old, and they get together, they have the herd mentality. They didn't all come from the same place, but they all get together, and it's like kind of, excuse me, the cows out in the pasture are the same way. I've got cows from lots of different sources this year, and they all just get together. It's kind of cool. All right, save me, Jennifer. What's going on?
Well, there's a story that I think maybe it's an important one, I think, but maybe won't be at the top of the heap because it's not overtly political, and that's what we like to focus on, right? COVID?
No.
And things that are
like
that
to focus
really
on the things that are not on the top of the heap.
Overtly political. So the Education Department plans to review an accrediting agency that approved a college with suspected ties to sex trafficking. Now, USA Today was involved with all of this. They did the investigation, and they showed links between massage schools and illicit spas. The American Academy of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine remains accredited, which means that students can take out federal loans or Pell Grants. The Accreditation Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine has approved the college's ability to receive federal money. That's despite a finding last year by the Minnesota Office of Higher Education that the Roseville, Minnesota for-profit college had a theme of prostitution and human trafficking. The state agency ordered the school to close or to find a new owner. The college chose to find a new owner and is now preparing to start its fall semester. The new owner disputes the findings of the Minnesota regulators who blew the whistle on this. So the news of this all came after an inquiry, after a meeting of an advisory committee that was reviewing the accreditor. The Education Department staff had already recommended the agency keep its accreditation power for another year while addressing some of the shortcomings. Can you imagine that? Like, we'll give you another year while you can sex traffic and allegedly, right? They have ties to human trafficking, and they need to have some scrutiny, according to their critics. Five members of the group did not vote on this. Some of the committee members had wanted to include more discussion from the report that came out. But this has become a problem, I think, that is not just in this certain area.
How do you spell corruption?
Yeah, this is a problem, but this is a lot of, especially when we're talking about from the Asian countries, sex and human trafficking is happening, we know, at the border, which remains very much.
But it's been a problem with Asian countries for years.
For years, right. Exactly right.
People can just kind of make fun of it. Oh, it's a massage parlor. These women are sex slaves.
But isn't that kind of a red flag if you're signing up for this school and it has Oriental in the title? Like, that would tell me, don't go here, because clearly this is not a legitimate thing. Anyone who uses that term, like, that just is so bizarre to me.
It isn't, because I grew up on it. We called them Orientals when I was a kid.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's so out of date at this point to have the name of a school, of a massage school, have it have Oriental medicine. No one says that. It just, I don't know. To me, that makes it so illegitimate.
They say Eastern medicine now.
Yeah, Eastern or Asian medicine, even.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very interesting, probably not the right word for it. The fact that it goes on and on and on, shows you the corruption goes to the highest levels.
Yeah, so exactly. They're bringing all these people here, and then they're getting a lot of federal funds to do it. So you can't tell me it's just for the individuals who are.
It's kind of like Fauci sending the money over to the Wuhan laboratory.
We have got to get serious about this. And by the way, when we talk about China, one of the big ways that they come over and spy, and I'm not talking about the Chinese people, of course, but the Chinese Communist government of China, spies on people using education. It's not just in human trafficking.
Yeah, they're coming over here to go to school.
They go to big universities. That's how Eric Swalwell, the congressman from my state of California, fell victim to Fang Fang. She came over as a student and found herself in, you know, started volunteering for
Fang Fang?
Yes, in the inner circle of Eric Swalwell.
Wasn't there a Harvard professor from China who also just got busted?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
As a spy?
That's what Jenner is saying. These big Princeton, Columbia, they get these people because it's politically correct for these big schools, especially the Ivy League schools, to hire somebody that comes, that's diversity. Okay, let's bring in this Chinese professor. Let's bring in this person from Mozambique or wherever.
Right.
You know, yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the Olympics for a moment. In retrospect, how are the medal counts being affected by the fact that Simone Biles is out? She's withdrawn from everything. Mm-hmm. So does that affect psychologically some of our competitors?
I mean
American.
I don't know. Maybe her team.
Maybe some of her teammates are disappointed. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly. Right. I just wondered if that was having an impact at all. The Olympics, are they still relevant, was a question that we dealt with on the DJV download, which you can get at djvshow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcast, probably easier if you get, I think we have the Apple thing all straightened out, don't we, Jay? I think we're all set. That was one of the problems earlier in the week. You couldn't, if you had Apple podcast, you couldn't get the podcast, but now I think you can. The Olympic and the focus on Simone and what's going on, plus we have an exclusive conversation about Paris Hilton being pregnant. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's the status? We were talking about Bob Odenkirk. Anybody know what kind of shape he's in? That's
he's
on the
okay.
download.
He's okay. It was a heart-related issue. Yeah.
It was.
His son made a statement and said he's going to be okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, that's the kind of thing you can hear every day. If you haven't caught up with all the things we're talking about, this is a good way. Sort of the syllabus of the program appears in the DJV download at djvshow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your regular podcasts, other podcasts.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store, ends 9/18. Prices may vary online.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, here's some food news to think about here at 15 after the hour on the DJV program. Could coffee, veggies, that sort of thing, lower your odds for COVID? Apparently the answer to that question is yes. You drink coffee, you have more cooked vegetables, they are better for you. There's something in whatever, especially yellow veggies, that lowers your odds of getting COVID-19. What do you think about that, ladies? So are we going to change? What do you? Let's see. Nobody here except Jennifer drinks coffee.
If I coffee, I drink. I should be safe and sound.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
What yellow vegetables? So corn, peppers? What?
No. Squashes, that sort of thing. The summer yellow vegetables, apparently. Pumpkin's good for you, squash, butternut squash, that sort of thing. So there you go, coffee. So, Jay, you don't drink coffee, and I know Victoria didn't drink coffee, and I don't drink coffee.
I do drink coffee sometimes on the weekends. I just don't drink it midweek. Yeah.
Ew. How does it taste when you don't drink coffee?
I love coffee.
Really? Do you?
I had to give it up because I loved it too much. Oh. I wasn't able to go to sleep at night. I was drinking way too much of it. So I went cold turkey right before I joined this show, which was probably not ideal.
Bad move.
I love coffee. Absolutely.
Krispy Kreme has created an Xbox donut. Donut marking collaboration with Microsoft to celebrate 20 years of Xbox. What's that got to do with Krispy Kreme? What's the Xbox?
One of those, nothing. They're just it's a collaboration. Huh. What I mean, like mac and cheese has, SpongeBob on the box. Like there's no connection there either. It's just a collaboration.
I would get so excited when mac and cheese partners with Scooby-Doo. You get Scooby-Doo characters instead of the noodles, the elbow noodles.
All right, some recalls
clearly
here.
Clearly, Doug doesn't understand the donut fascination and Xbox.
No.
Well, fortunately, I've always had a fascination with donuts, but I resist the urge to have them now because most of them are full of wheat and I'm the gluten-free. Yeah. But, man, when I was younger, I used to eat a donut a day. Especially some of the places I work, the guys that always bring in early mornings, they bring in donuts. The newsman always brings in a box of donuts, and everybody grabs one. Ugh. And
I feel like Dunkin' Donuts hasn't tasted as good since the 90s when trans fats were banned.
Yeah.
I feel like they just tasted better with trans fat in them. I don't even know what trans fat is, but I just know when they made that change, they
saturated.
Weren't.
Anytime a product takes it out, you notice it. Isn't it weird?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Potato chips. Yeah, everything.
All right, Grimway Farms recalling 6 carrot products around the country under the brand name Bunny Love, Cal Organic, Grimway Farms. Who would buy anything from a company called Grimway?
I don't know, but Cal Organic is one of the brands that I buy all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big, big name.
Baby carrots, shredded carrots.
My Grim Reaper eggs are pretty good this morning, so.
Good for you, Jennifer. And 3 McCormick seasonings have been recalled. For bacteria, here we go. These are all in 32 states and plus Bermuda and Canada. No illnesses have been found, but somebody tested. I always wonder about that. So why does somebody randomly test something
to prevent lawsuits?
What's in it? I suppose. Maybe.
I mean, you have to do your own quality control.
McCormick seasonings the biggest on the market? Would you say McCormick?
I would say they're definitely the most popular, and they take up the most shelf space.
Shelf space.
So, yeah, it's the perfect pinch Italian seasoning, which I think I actually have a bottle of, the culinary Italian seasoning, and Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Ranch seasoning. So those are
That's
the three.
Good to know.
That if you have those, then just make sure, as Doug says, take it back to the store.
Yeah, bring it to the store.
I don't remember where I bought stuff 4 months ago, so I don't know.
We'll take a shot at it anyway. Sales of vegan bacon, ladies, on the rise. In 2020, pork bacon sales, $6 billion in America. Plant-based bacon now carving out a space, 25% up over last year, mostly because...
What did they make it out of?
Soy and stuff that's not good for you.
Well, there's one that's the brand name is escaping me, but there's one that Robert Downey Jr. has invested in, and they take the roots of mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then they
My
season
eats
it.
Bacon. I think that's the one you're talking about.
So there's no soy in that.
It's actually kind of fun. It smells good cooking, too. As a matter of fact, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now 23 after the hour here in the universe that is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay. Is here Jay Kirshner with the trending things. So understanding that there are always, it's different categories. How do you decide, because there are so many of these things, Jay, how do you decide what we are going to focus on? How does that make your radar? What's on your radar screen?
I just send a list of what the top trending stories were for the day, and I wait to see what you come up with.
All right, well,
what order we're going to go in.
I guess what I'm looking at, I have no affinity for Johnny Ventura at all. But you, obviously, the ladies do. He was a merengue. That's a dance, right?
Wait, who is this? I've never heard of him.
Johnny Ventura,
he was a pioneer for merengue, and he is a former mayor of Santo Domingo. He had a few hits in the merengue scene.
You know, it's more funny than anything else. The way He's Victoria... wait a minute, hold on a second. The way Victoria says, wait, what? Who? It's that.
Well, because you just said that all three of us have an affinity for this guy, and I'm like, I've never even heard of him. So he's 81
well,
years old.
I'm figuring that I'm the one who doesn't know
you
who this
know
guy
who
is.
You should know who he is. He's 81.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
that's why I added this one. I thought
criteria.
That you were going to know.
If he's an old fart, then I know who he is.
I would think so, especially a merengue.
What do you mean by that? What is that supposed to mean, merengue?
I can see you, like, trying to merengue with
me. Me? Are you kidding?
I don't even know what a merengue is.
What?
Certain you never watched Dirty
Dancing?
Yeah. Oh, which one is it? Is that
the one where they move their hips around?
I hate Dirty Dancing. I hated that.
What?
Yes, I know. All right. I'm not the.
This
right
is turning
person.
Into a free for all. All right, Jay. Let's get back to what's trending. What's going on with South Park? That looks like something we can all.
Now that's more in my wheelhouse.
The creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone are trying to become the new owners of Casa Bonita, a Mexican restaurant, like a massively huge Mexican restaurant in Colorado that they grew up on. They loved it. They featured it on the show. The restaurant filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April. So they are trying to get it so that they can reopen it and make it better than ever. And they were even saying that while it was still open, the food was really going downhill. So they want to make sure that the food is still really good. But this thing is huge. It has an arcade, a cave, a waterfall that has cliff divers, different attractions. The restaurant originally opened in 1974.
All right. Who is – I'm going to ask this because somebody's liable to say, huh, you don't know who this is? What's the matter with you? Ruby Rose.
Oh, you know who she is. You've seen her in movies. She was in, she has very, very short cropped hair. She was in John Wick, I think. A lot of tattoos, kind of plays a badass. You've commented that she's too thin.
Oh, is she the one that was in that movie with Daniel Craig?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
I
okay,
don't know.
No, yeah, yeah.
But you've
right.
seen her because yeah, you've yeah. commented in the
right.
You know,
she does need yeah. a hamburger. Yeah.
Ew, stop saying okay. hamburger for vegans.
What do you want me to say? Bacon.
You don't even eat hamburgers.
Okay,
how about
so ice cream yeah. needs ice
sure.
cream.
Sure, that's
okay.
fine.
All right. So what's the problem with her, Jay?
She was hospitalized following complications from a surgery. She didn't exactly say what the surgery was, but that she had to have a procedure, and everything was fine. Surgery went well, and then a few complications arose, and she called an ambulance to take her to the emergency room, and they ended up driving around for hours because they couldn't find a hospital that would admit her.
Oh.
Why? Why wouldn't they admit her?
Too many people. It's out in California, a lot of COVID cases, so a lot of hospitals
what?
Were not taking people. And
is that you? Really? Jennifer, is that going on in California?
I haven't heard anything about that. About
driving around in an ambulance to find a hospital? That sounds illegal.
The only
no, that happened that during COVID.
Really?
She said she was lucky.
Last year.
She said she was lucky enough to get... Go ahead, Jay.
Sometimes, just sometimes they won't take you when you call an ambulance. They won't take you to certain hospitals, but that's strange.
They basically had to have a standoff before one of the hospitals would accept her, and she was saying that she can't imagine if somebody was much worse.
Awful. 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said that the process should not be accelerated for political purposes.
But a necessity, the same goes for the Senate having a robust and bipartisan amendment process on legislation of this magnitude. Our full consideration of this bill must not be choked off by any artificial timetable that our Democratic colleagues may have penciled out for political purposes. Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he's tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the House doctor. He said he is currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection, adding that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Senator Graham's breakthrough case is a rare one. A new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation on reported breakthrough infections showed that less than 1% of people who are fully vaccinated experienced a breakthrough infection. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Verified Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough cases aren't unexpected, but still concerning with the Delta variant of the virus.
Breakthrough cases, when we think of vaccinations, are actually something that we can expect to see. Now, as you stated, those instances are going to be very low because we know that with vaccination, you're going to decrease the transmission of the virus. Now, what we do have on our hands is the Delta variant, which is very highly contagious. And what we've seen in instance from before of the other variants is that some people may infect maybe 2 to 3 people around them when we think of transmission and infectiousness. However, now with the Delta variant, there may be transmission for up to 5 to 9 people with someone who has the Delta variant of the COVID vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Say it again, Doug. Right back at it here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm hanging out with people who oftentimes prove that they are better than I am, and I think that's a great way to live your life. Hang around with people who are better than you, smarter than you. Surround yourself with losers, and you're a loser. Surround yourself with people who are smart. Friends, hang out with people who are better than you in many ways. And then their standards become part of what you, how you live and what you are. How do you like that, ladies, for an idea?
Or you can hang out with lowlifes and feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. All right, so Olympic medals and some of the realities, Victoria, that are confronting all the people who are involved, the medals themselves. What are they doing with the medals?
Well, one of the things that's trending, and we've been seeing this for a while now, when the Olympic athletes win medals, you know, they always take that now sort of famous picture of them taking mm-hmm. a bite out of the medal.
Yep. Yeah. Why? I don't get that.
I know. And so this,
stupid.
The reason this is trending is because apparently this has become so now just the norm with every athlete. And so the official Tokyo 2020 Twitter account had to put out a tweet saying, quote, "We just want to officially confirm that the Tokyo 2020 medals are not edible." Like, okay. Then they added, and this is weird, then they added, our metals are made from material recycled from electronic devices donated by the Japanese public, so you don't have to bite them, but we know you still will. And so, apparently
weird.
it's become an obsession with the photographers. It's the shot that they think is iconic, so they're kind of forcing the athletes into doing these weird, into these weird poses. But to me, I would not take a bunch of recycled metal, God only knows what's in it, and put that in my mouth. Sorry.
I know. That's and even then, just the amount of people that probably touch the metal.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Well, yeah, it's gross.
All right. Well, listen.
Dentists everywhere probably cringe watching people do that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about how many teeth are broken under that circumstance, right?
Yeah.
You do that kind of stuff. I remember there was something that was tested. My grandfather used to do that, and it was with some coins tested to see if it was real. I remember once he broke his tooth.
Yeah, wasn't that back in the day because there was actual. Like in a nickel, there like the metals that correspond. Like there was enough copper in a penny. Like there was a certain percentage, right? And so I remember reading something about this. If a coin, I think it was the nickel, if you could bite into it, it should have been soft, and that showed that it was real.
Yeah.
Right. That it was authentic. But into nickel, not a good thing.
No, probably not for a lot of different reasons. Nickel in your body, a lot of metals in your body, not good for you. You need to take chelation and get the stuff out of your mercury, things like that that get into your body. Iron, there's only so much iron you should have in your body. Women I know who go through heavy periods often take supplements, right, to restore the iron to their body because when it bleeds, it's not good for you. But too much of any of these metals bad for you. Victoria's Secret leaning into...
What is it, Victoria?
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, what's your secret, Victoria?
Come on.
Asked that before.
Haven't you?
I'm sure.
Right. Victoria's Secret has... Well, they're trying to stay relevant, right? Or trying to stay in business? Isn't that what they...
All of the above. They're trying to stay afloat. They're trying to stay relevant. They're...
And are they?
Right,
is this in your mind or any of you when you look at the new... They're specializing in athletic leisure wear, also called athleisure. So what is that doing for them? Anything? Much? Yes? No?
We don't know yet. It's brand new. It just launched. So they have three different categories. They have the live category, which is basically like loungewear. They have the flow, which is for low-impact yoga. And then they have sweat, which is gear with compression and moisture-wicking fabric. So that's more for like Pelotons or HIIT classes, things like that. They're trying to be more inclusive. They have extra small to extra, extra large in size ranges. It's very well priced. They have three different athletes. They have a yoga instructor, they have an Olympic freestyle skier, and then they have a professional ballerina are the three women that they're focusing on.
They're trying to compete because there are a lot of brands that are now going into workout wear because people are just more casual now, wearing it more, work from home. It seems like almost every retail shop that you go into now has some kind of workout wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether that's the payoff for them, I don't know if I think of Victoria's Secret and I go, that's where I'm going to go buy some leggings. I think of them, and I don't know if they're misfiring here. Instead of doing a really good job on bras and panties, which I think their quality has declined over the last couple of years.
And the size inclusion is awful.
Yeah, and so I think maybe, especially for the well-endowed amongst us, I mean, I think that it would be... maybe to focus on that because they already.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So I think Jen's totally right. If they had just gotten rid of, the everybody needs to be a stick figure walking down the runway, if that had become less of the focus and more on inclusivity of sizes, I mean, I can't walk into a Victoria's Secret store and buy a bra that fits. They don't even carry my size in the store.
No.
You have to order it online like it's some sort of shameful thing. And you can't try anything on.
Is that they own the brand in lingerie, in bras and underwear. No one thinks of Victoria's Secret to go buy, stuff to go do to work out in. So why not just get really good at doing what they're already known for? I think this might be a misfire. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to stay relevant, but everyone else is doing it.
How much of this stuff is bought online?
You know.
Yeah, how do you buy a bra online? How do you? It's like me. I can't buy shoes online.
It's difficult to buy a bra in a store, for that matter. I mean, now they've gotten a little bit better about some of the stores will actually offer, like, measuring, because each line is different. So it's not like if you're one size in one line, it's not like you're going to be that size all the time in something else. So
Is it? This is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, but I'm thinking it, so I'm going to ask it. The need to wear a bra. Where does it start and where does it begin? Do you have to, in business, can you go braless if you work
in
an office?
It depends on your size.
I could not, no.
Yeah,
no.
It depends on your
personal choice. Yeah.
Say that again, Jay?
Personal choice, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know any big-breasted lady who has ever made the choice to go braless at work. So.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but when you have big boobs, you need support because it does hurt.
It does hurt
if they're not supported.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
And the wires that are underneath them, don't they hurt? Isn't there some new way of doing it?
They poke into you.
If it's an ill-fitting bra, yes. Or if it's getting old. But do you guys remember when Victoria's Secret had clothes? I remember shopping online for, Moda?
The clothes were really nice, actually.
Their tops were, I loved their tops.
And then they got rid of swimwear, which to me, that was my lifeline. I bought all of my swimsuits from Victoria's Secret, and for whatever reason, they dumped that, too. I think Jen's right.
Kind of doing what they're known for. Why rebuild a whole new brand of stuff when you already have the most powerful brand in lingerie? I mean, who else thinks of anything else but Victoria's Secret? So just
wait a
better.
Minute. But hold on a second. How much swimwear does the average woman buy? I think of I have two pairs of swimming trunks, and that's it.
It's much easier.
And I've had them for years.
Bottom line, I have a lot of bathing suits. I have some at my dad's house because he has a pool, and I'll go over there and swim. Some at my house. I try not to use my nice bathing suits. I save those for vacation.
Really?
I wear the tanning appropriate suits at my dad's house. I mean, it's like he's got multiple things.
Okay. Good to know. There's speaking of retail stuff, what you buy in the store versus what's online, I noticed that a lot of retailers are now trying to fight theft. I'm amazed at the amount of stuff that actually gets out of stores, like Black & Decker drills and things that you can buy in a big retail box store, things from Best Buy that make it out the door that people... I thought whenever something wasn't paid for, it would bing, bing, bing when you go through the door. But apparently that's not the case anymore, right?
Door. Yeah, and, you know, in states like California, where we've reduced penalties for stealing and shoplifting, you can steal $1,000 worth of stuff, and it's a misdemeanor, and no one even comes at you. There's a video that's out right now of these ladies who went into CVS and just started putting all their stuff in their cart, and they just walked right out. I had a friend who stopped me and said, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day. She was at a Kroger. She was at a Ralph's supermarket, which is owned by Kroger, and she said, I was in the store. And people started screaming in the front, he's stealing. And this guy just walks out with a whole cart full of groceries. And the store said, we are not allowed to go after this guy. We'll get fired if we go after this guy.
Good God.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Unbelievable.
So, it's gotten so crazy where people, at least in California where the laws have been changed so much, they're letting people just go. There was a guy who got shot and killed over a case of beer because two young guys walk into his Rite Aid store. They take the beer. They start walking out. He goes, wait a second. That's my beer.
You can buy beer in a Rite Aid store?
Yeah, they turned around and they shot him dead. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And the value of life, too, when you think about that. Oof.
That's gone. And so now people are, and security guards and people who work in stores are like, I'm not going to put myself at risk. I'm not going to put my job at risk.
What's the point of even having a security guard? What's the point? Of having a guard at all.
Call the police, probably.
What's the point? All right, there are a lot of things. I want to talk about Jeopardy this week as we have people wondering how LeVar Burton is doing, but apparently there's some other controversy about some guy who's not, we'll talk about it in a moment, 45 after the hour. Don't forget our new Zodiac Magic podcast that's a focus on astrology, how the stars affect you every day of the week. A podcast that will get a lot of attention. Also, psychic connections with people who know how to understand what's going on in your mind and what spirit is in store for you. If you like that sort of thing, you'll love the Zodiac Magic podcast. Find it on Twitter, Zodiac Mad Pod, Our website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, but you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
so... I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
All right, so LeVar Burton is not isn't burning the house down. Apparently, he's not doing what people wished he would do. He's not doing that well. He seems very nervous, but he's not the focus. Apparently, this guy Matt Amodio, is that how you pronounce his name? Amodio, who's a PhD student from New Haven at Yale. The people on social media, Jay, are not impressed. They like his skills and his knowledge, but apparently he's just a real jerk. He's been on the show this week. Anybody watching? Is he another Ken Jennings?
Has
been some of the stuff.
I have DVR'd. I just haven't had a chance. I'll watch some of it today. I don't know. I know that
he's LeVar annoying, Burton's, apparently.
Yeah, that's the word that's been used. He's the most annoying contestant Jeopardy's ever had.
Oh, contestant. Oh, not LeVar Burton. Oh,
no, it's not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the. Okay. I'm just saying the relative attention given to Jeopardy this week because of LeVar Burton being one of the most anticipated hosts to try out to be the host of the program permanently. But this guy's on this week and he's apparently really annoying, right?
Yeah, they say he's annoying. But I'd also heard a story, and this was a headline I saw, that Patrick Pierce, who was on this week, the first day that LeVar started hosting, was, and he's from Fountain Valley in California, he's a product specialist. I guess he set the record for the lowest amount of money earned. He was negative $7,400, which broke the previous record.
Does that mean he has to write a check to the
negative
program?
Negative $6,800. No, I don't think so. That'd be great.
I owe Jeopardy $6,400. That's how bad a contestant I am. That would really be something, though, wouldn't it? Okay, you lose on a game show and you got to pay them to get out the door. Ha-ha! All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of important questions from some of the research that Ken has done, some of the questions that listeners have. For example, I like to always look at the Journal of the American Medical Association for clues. I see there's a new test that looks at those who might be at risk for glaucoma. Can we talk about what glaucoma is first, Ken? Different from cataracts, what is it that affects the vision in your eyes? And as you get older, what are you likely to confront? And what does this test show?
One of the important reasons to for going on probably an annual basis to see an eye doctor for prevention is to let them measure the pressure in the eye, your intraocular pressure. And just like the, you know, cardiologists measure the blood pressure, the ophthalmologists measure the pressures in the eye, the so-called intraocular pressure. And when this goes up, it causes glaucoma. And that can, over time, ruin your vision. And it can be treated with medication, often with drops in the eyes. And it's very important to keep that intraocular pressure normal. And exciting, a breakthrough, it appears that there's a genetic test by testing either saliva or blood. It was announced this week, published in Journal of the American Medical Association, the ophthalmology edition. Testing either saliva or blood and looking for these markers, you can actually determine who is at high risk. Most of the people who are at high risk for getting glaucoma. So these people can be screened even more aggressively. It's an exciting breakthrough. And talk to your eye doctor about it. They probably don't even yet know about it unless they've been involved in this research. But I think it's going to be coming to our local eye doctors in the near future.
Mm-hmm. What's the age that this affects? The early end, the lower end, people in their 40s, 50s?
Yeah, exactly. Beginning in middle age, it's good. You know, the eye doctor will begin to check you.
I still consider myself middle-aged. You?
Well, you have a unique definition.
Thank you. All right, next. What about what you eat? Can drinking certain things, eating certain things, lower your odds of getting COVID? Is this a question about the impact of your immune system? Because we all know that the better you eat, the stronger and supplements and stuff, the stronger your immune system. So how does this play with regard to the COVID?
Well, there's a publication this month in the medical journal Nutrients that actually look to see what people are doing in their lifestyle regarding their diet and doing better against COVID. And it looks like they've identified eating vegetables and drinking coffee seem to have some protective effect. This study was not powered to figure out the mechanism, just to make the observation. And we also know in medicine that a correlation is not necessarily cause and effect. There may be some other thing that people who eat a lot of vegetables, drink some coffee do that is protective. But nevertheless, it's an interesting observation. And a little bit of coffee seems to be better, but it can be too much. Still, stay under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day and you'll be fine. And just consume those vegetables.
I saw something that I thought I'd bring to your attention, a study suggesting that two-thirds of romantic couples start as friends. This is something psychological, but I think it also, if you're, the more friends you have in your life, the healthier you're going to be. Is that a strong assumption that seems to have roots?
Yes, I saw that article, and I think that the authors found it a surprising conclusion in that study, feeling that most of us feel that our platonic relationships never get any further, that once we're in the friend zone, we're forever in the friend zone. But this academic study, scholarly study, shows that actually many of us come out of the friend zone and move to the more romantic zone from being friends. So if you still have that hope with that special friend of yours, this study shows keep the hope, because there really is a lot of hope.
Get the download every week, the DJB Health Show download. Dr. Ken and all of the things that he studies research-wise. If you miss anything, you can check out the website, djbhealthshow.com, and see listed in order all of the things that we've talked about with Ken and Jack. It's all there as a public service, at your service, and on your side. That's what we are here. Podcast at DJB Health Show, or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.